Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Thoughtscape, Exploring the Mind. We are back with another exciting topic for this week. I am your host Isha and I'm glad to have you here with me today. So, a while ago, I was talking to a friend of mine who wanted to move to LA. She was always fascinated by the beauty of that place, but whenever she actually plans to go, things just don't work out. Her plans got delayed due to some reason. So, that's when I suggested her to manifest her things. I always believed in manifestation, but she was always a bit skeptical when it comes to manifestation. Whenever I used to tell her about anything that I manifested and that actually worked, she never believed me. She always used to say, "Things might work out for you, but it won't work out for me. I would never be able to go to LA." After hearing these lines, I knew if she's gonna think this way, her dream will never come true. Thinking negative things always would make her mindset negative. That's what the law of attraction is. For those who don't know what exactly the law of attraction is, it basically is a concept that suggests that positive and negative thoughts can attract corresponding positive and negative experience into person's life. It is based on the belief that our thoughts and emotions are forms of energy that have the power to influence the reality we experience. If you focus your thoughts and emotions on positive things, you will attract positive outcomes. But if you dwell on negative thoughts and emotions, you will attract negative outcomes and experiences. Earlier, I wasn't familiar with the term law of attraction until I read a book called The Secret. This book completely changed my perspective towards certain things. This book aims at telling people that by using the power of positive thinking and visualization, individuals can manifest their desires and achieve success, wealth, happiness, and health. By aligning your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs with your desired outcomes, you can attract those desired results into their lives. Trust me, this book was a game changer for me. So, coming back to my friend's manifestation journey, I just suggested her to make a journal of all the things that she desired to achieve and to make sure to track her progress. For a few months, she kept on writing positive things in her journal and everything she has ever dreamed of. But that's not the only thing. She also focused on taking several steps to bring her dream into reality. And eventually, after 4 months of successful manifestation, she got a job offer in LA. Her dream finally came true. Manifestation actually worked. It not only made her dream come true, but inspired her to continue using manifestation to create her dream life. I believe in true power of manifestation and positive mindset. You can manifest your energy, and just by thinking about on a particular thing you want, you can achieve it. You all can manifest your dream life. You will do anything to make it happen. No matter how hard it gets, you will work hard to turn it into reality. But do you know what's that one thing that we often forget? Happiness. We often forget our happiness while we focus on the future. Of course, I'm not talking about the satisfaction and the happiness that we get after we get what we want or after we have achieved our dream, but I'm talking about that happiness while we are on the path of turning our dreams into reality. While you are taking that one step forward when nothing makes sense, using new techniques, making new routines, the thought of giving up every single time when you are facing setbacks and challenges, we often put all of our efforts in seeing our dream come true. But in fulfilling our dream, we often forget to appreciate where we are right now. The way you are feeling in the present will actually define how you will feel in the future. So take a moment and stop wherever you are and appreciate your life. Be grateful for all the things you have right now. Reflect this beautiful energy and the universe will follow it to manifest your dream life. Create an image of your dream life and jump into that image. Be clear on what you want in your life. Be free to be yourself. Be focused on how you want things in your life. Just be yourself in this journey because you are the main character of your life. Everything in your life will revolve around you. Feel how you would feel when you are having your friends, family, job, and everything you have ever dreamed of. Take time to see all the things you have manifested. Bring that vision in your mind and start living it. Focus on the things you want in your life and be clear about it. That clarity is the most important thing. Until and unless you are clear of what all things you want in life, you would be confused for everything. Those double thoughts will come to your mind again and again. You have to be clear and set an aim and focus hard on it. But it's not like you just keep on thinking about that particular thing. You have to make sure to take some actions in order to achieve it. You should not cling on your manifestation. Focus on the now. Live in the present. You have to believe in yourself and keep the faith that you can do anything in your life. Just believe that your manifestation is on your way. Don't think about the past or the future. Just live in the present. Don't think about the time, because without actually investing your time on your dream job or your dream goal, you will not be able to achieve it. Sometimes it might take some time for you to achieve something that you have dreamed of, and something it might not take. But don't make that time as a barrier. Keep your eyes right on your goal rather than focusing on the efforts. Keep on manifesting. Positive affirmations are necessary, but along with it, you need to keep working on those things. You also have to be disciplined at the same time. You should have to hustle hard for your dreams. It's time for you to have a full vision of what you want to achieve and then hustle hard. In this journey of your success, you will go through several failures. Usually, people start questioning their ability when they go through several failures. I believe that confidence comes from success, but success is a very lousy teacher till you don't see failure in your life. It's better to see failure in the early stages of your life, because in the later stage you won't be able to bear it. The worst and the best part of life is failures. They are the best teacher. It can help you learn so many things that you won't learn when you are constantly walking on the path of success. Failures let you fall and get up with more power every single time. Failure is the stepping stone in your path of success. most of the successful individuals have experienced failure at some point in their life. Where they are right now is just because they have failed at some point in their life. Instead of viewing failure as a setback, see it as a chance to learn and grow. You will be able to analyze what went wrong and all the areas where you need to improve, and it will help you to make better decisions in life. It will help you to think outside the box and explore new possibilities. It encourages innovative thinking ideas and helps you to consider on alternate approaches. Remember that failure is not an end, rather it's just a temporary setback. Embrace it, learn from your mistakes and adapt yourself new strategies and keep moving forward. It's just a stepping stone on the road to success. My 3-step guide for working your things out for anything in the world is: first, manifest your things. Having a positive mindset towards all your goals, even if they feel unachievable, just believe in yourself and keep on manifesting. Second, hustle hard. While manifesting, keep on trying hard. Plan a full course of action and work hard for your dreams. Without working hard, you won't be able to achieve your dreams. Third and the most important one is, make room for failures in your life. The most important thing is failure. If you keep on succeeding in life, you won't value your success. You will just take it for granted. Failing in life will teach you things that success will never teach you. Make sure you have the clarity in mind of all the things you want. You don't have to get confused or double thoughts while actually working on your dream. So remember these 3 steps, and it will help you create a way for your dream and help you to accomplish your goals. Manifestation and positive affirmations can turn your dream into reality. Focus on the good and you will achieve everything you want. But some people might not believe in manifestation and might argue that it lacks scientific evidence and can promote a simplistic understanding of complex life situations. While positive thinking and visualizations can be beneficial, but they are not sufficient on their own to bring about significant change in one's life. They might be inclined towards more practical strategies to achieve their goals. Nevertheless, whether you believe in the law of attraction or not, keeping a positive mindset, setting clear goals, and taking clear actions are just beneficial for personal growth and success. If you are like me, a big believer in manifestation and believe that anyone can make their way towards their dream through manifestation, then you must do and practice manifestation regularly. So, if you are in a bad situation and seeking a way out of it, just manifest. So here we come to an end for this episode. Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and share it with others who may find it valuable. We will be back soon with more empowering conversations and insightful topics. Take care. Bye-bye.